Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's Just Arrive collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course! We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast. Hello.
Dun, dun, dun. We've made it, Jenna.
Oh my God, we're here.
Can you believe it?
I actually can't. It's flown by.
I just feel like pumping the brakes.
I am excited for four, though. I'm not going to lie. But this is crazy. We're through three. That's crazy.
We are sprinting through this show, it feels like. Aren't we?
Yeah, it certainly feels that way.
And also, because the last few episodes have just been so full of anticipation.
Yes.
That I've just wanted to keep going.
Same. Like,
it's just been speeding up.
Same. Same. Well, we're here.
I try to limit myself to an episode a week, but
I do one and a half. I do one and same. Then half of the second one, the next one.
Same. Exactly.
Okay. Well, here we are. This is season 3, episode 22. And this is goodbye. And this is crazy because it feels like a series finale.
It feels like a very real goodbye.
It did feel that way as well when we shot it.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. In a very particular moment.
Okay. It made me feel like the end of the series, like how I felt then. That's what I kept thinking of.
And that's what it felt like while we were shooting it as well, to me. We'll get there.
So this is season 3, episode 22, Goodbye. The season 3 finale. It aired on May 22nd, 2012. That's a lot of twos. The number one movie in the country was Avengers, Peruge. Somebody Used to Know, still the number one song, Peruge. But Jenna, there was some great Glee news this week.
There was. It was very exciting. On May 14th, it was announced that Cade Hudson and Sarah Jessica Parker would be joining. Are you kidding? For season 4, both multi-episode arcs. And also, they announced that our show would be moving to Thursday nights. And the new season would be a show within a show, since key characters were graduating. Now, Kevin, as the numbers guy, what did you feel, or do you remember what you thought when we moved to Thursday nights? Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
Moving dates is always tricky. And I remember being like, because our numbers started to go down. So it's sort of like how can we get this re-energized? And so they move you to a Thursday. I don't remember what we were paired with, but they usually, it's like because we were following American Idol for a while. And then we didn't need a lead in because we were a big show. Mm-hmm. And then we became the lead in. They moved us an hour earlier.
Oh, X Factor.
X Factor, yes, happened. And the X Factor didn't do well.
It did not.
But it was a lot of me every Thursday night because I was doing these Pepsi commercials.
That's right.
At every like ad break for X Factor.
So.
And then it was Glee. So.
We love that for you.
Yeah.
I love you doing Pepsi commercials. It's like Britney Spears doing hers.
It, honestly, it was the biggest dream come true. When, because also, like, why would they pick me out of all the Glee cat? Like, someone, they approached me.
They did.
Like, you could have literally, I'm number 8 on the call sheet. You had 1 through 7 to go through. It was very strange. And because, yes, growing up, like, the pop stars did the Pepsi commercials.
Huge.
It was bad, though. Just a quick little story about this, because it was like one of the biggest dreams come true. So I did the first commercial in New York. It was fine. Great. Whatever. Then like, we want to do more. I was like, yes. Cha-ching.
Uh-oh.
And so I shot until, I don't know, 9 or 10 at night on a Friday, got on a red eye, flew to New York. They never sent me the script for the new, and you know, when you do these types of things, it's a lot of jargon.
Oh,
like talking
no.
about contests, talking about like whatever it may be.
And this was you like walking backstage and stuff, right?
Yes.
Ah, that's right.
And so I landed at like JFK or wherever. I opened my phone. I have an email of, and I'm going straight from the airport to set.
Oh,
mind you.
God, Kevin.
Jenna, it was so much dialogue. And I was trying. By that point, we were like pretty quick at memorizing.
Yeah.
And because it was not a character, so there's no story to it, which helps you memorize. It's just random words and nothing was sticking. And you know how I am on no sleep. I am not well. And so it's one of the most unprofessional like experiences of my life on my part because I could not deliver.
I understand that feeling.
I'm like, guys, I'm going to need some cheat sheets. So can we?
For sure.
So then we just had to print them out and like put them on this little thing in front of me. And I was just reading.
Oh my God.
And I was just dead, like glazed over just.
Hey. Hey, they used them.
Young and in Pepsi commercials.
Truly. That's the worst though. I get it.
I felt like I was like, you know, to do those things, you have to go through all these corporate like people to sign off on it. And there you are finally doing it. And you can't say your words. Get it together.
Well, getting them that morning also adds stress and adrenaline. And it's never a good thing.
Yeah. Because also like they pay you a good amount of money for those things.
Mm-hmm.
And
totally.
That makes you just like, oh, that's stupid. Okay. I have to make sure I really show up and do it.
Totally. There's one of those that happens on Glee with like some lines that I have. It's like a big monologue and I couldn't get through it and I was sweating and people had to like read it to me, which started making it even worse.
Yeah.
We'll get there at some point. Yeah, I'm sure it's coming.
Happened to me too.
Anyway, this was directed by the one and only Brad Falchuk. And in some of these behind the scenes videos, he looks so funny, like so young. He's got scruff and really long hair. And I was like, is that Brad?
Yeah. After writing 22 episodes.
That's what you look like. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Like.
22 exceptional
barely
episodes.
Hanging on.
This was also directed by Brad and written by Brad Falchuk on the page. We have the wonderful Gloria Estefan. And these songs are great. They're great
there
and they're not.
There's so many good songs.
There's some great and some not. Okay, so we have Forever Young. I'll remember. You get what you give. Oh, God, that one gets me every time. In My Life, Glory Days. We got a Bruce Springsteen one in there. Roots.
Finally, for Brad. He had a direct one we're using.
Springsteen. Roots Before Branches. And Sit Down and Rock in the Boat was also featured, which we did again. Did you sing that live?
Sure sounded like it.
Yeah, it sounded like we sang that live. Can't Find This Feeling, REO Speedwagon, was also a flashback. And Single Ladies.
It's a lot of music. Something we've learned because I might have, you and I had a strong visceral reaction to when Jake Shane was on talking about Roots Before Branches.
Right.
And we were like, and because he said it was one of his favorites.
Is this a Run Joy Run, Kevin?
Yeah. Where fans have really let their voices be heard on this one. And Roots Before Branches is like a beloved song by the fans.
Now, okay, I understand. It's a Rachel Berry song. It's beautifully sung. It's a pretty song. I think attaching yourself to the actual moments in which it was shot and how it was written also lends to the love for it, because it's Rachel's, it's Rachel's moment. She's saying goodbye. It was a wildly dramatic, beautiful scene between her and Finn. And then we get to New York and she's walking through the New York City streets looking like Mary Tyler Moore meets Barbara Streisand. So like, I get it.
I get it too.
I get it.
I was confused because I did not remember the specifics of it. Same. And then watching it, I was like,
all I remember was that stupid train station. That was our last day of filming for this episode.
We were so, like, when we're waving bye, we're all saying things to each other like, bye, are we done yet? Like, we
had a lot of waiting around that day. There's not a lot to be done. We were clocked out. I also, somebody stole some costumes from the previous episode. And I was like, well, I really love this coat. So I took the coat.
Good.
It's a blue coat. It's really cute.
Do you still have it?
No, I don't still have it. It got stained, coffee stains on it. So
R.I.P.
But I did take the coat. I did it. And I think I had the approval. I didn't do what that person did. But anyway, that's all I remember from that train station. And the photo we have of us holding up the three fingers for season three. Okay, we'll get to Roots Before Branches. There's a lot of good stuff about this episode.
Here we go. So this episode in the US aired an hour later than usual because of the American Idol finale. So strong lead in there.
Gloria Estefan makes a special guest appearance as Maribel Lopez and Santana's mom. And she talks to play her mom as early as November of 2011 after I Kissed a Girl aired. Gloria tweeted, "Did anyone see Glee last night? Santana could really use a sympathetic mommy right about now, don't you think?" She literally put herself in and said, "Cast me."
Royalty. She is royalty.
I mean, yes.
How crazy. And she comes back later on, obviously. Ryan noted this episode initially ran 15 minutes too long. Because of this, there are quite a few deleted scenes that didn't make the cut.
Including one from Tina and Mike. Tina and Mike did a scene where his dad apologizes and tells him he's really proud of him and that they're in full support. And it was a really sweet scene. I totally get it. Not really needed. Like 15 minutes long. We're getting cut.
But that's sweet.
Yeah, that's sweet. A scene between Puck and Quinn studying in the library was also cut. In addition, there was also a scene where Kurt was reading a message Rachel wrote in his yearbook that was cut. And then also the Mike and Tina scene where his parents give him the graduation present.
However, consolation prize, the Kurt and Rachel scene and the Mike and Tina scenes were uploaded to YouTube.
So we were obviously good enough to make it to YouTube.
That's right. You made it. This is the first finale not to contain New Directions competing in a show choir competition.
It could have ended last episode. That's the truth. This season.
But as a viewer, and I know I keep bringing up Game of Thrones, but it was the only show that I felt like gave me two finales. Because something crazy always happened in the penultimate episode. And then so much more happened in the next episode in a different way. And that's how this felt to me.
Agreed. You mean the battle episode or the... Yes, I totally agree with you. I totally agree. Kurt's graduation gown is accessorized with an insect brooch, which, of course, is probably from Lou's brilliant mind that he wore on his sweater, the one that he wore during Defying Gravity in season one, the beetle.
I love that.
I love that one too.
Yeah, that was so sweet. Rachel's pink suitcase is identical to the one in Showmance where Finn helps her carry the case. Love that.
realistically, like, who's getting new suitcases at that age? So I appreciate that. This is the last episode in which Rory appears physically. That is so weird. We are saying goodbye to a lot of people that I don't actually remember saying goodbye to.
That is very strange.
Like, we had a whole life after this, Kevin, on the show, and other people had other lives. Isn't that weird?
It really boggles my mind because it doesn't feel like that.
No, not at all.
It's very strange because that is the reality of it. That is the fact of it, that this is it for some of these people.
But we see them all so much.
Yes, like, I don't understand how that was
true.
Possible, because you also, we've built these bonds so quickly with people.
Right.
And
right.
Like, Damien feels like he was in the entire show.
Exactly. I'm like, this is not, he just started.
Right. That is very weird.
Okay.
Very weird. Yeah.
He does reappear in Artie's dream in season 4.
That's right. Artie, bring him back.
Bring him back. Of course it would be Kevin to bring all his friends back. This is the last episode to credit Diana and Jaima as series regulars. What?
Did we not know what was going on the show we were in?
I don't think we knew, because I don't think a lot of people knew, to be honest. That's true.
The summer, there were negotiations going on over the summer, I am sure.
Yeah. Well, we knew Diana was kind of on her way out. And yes. Jaima, though, that's a surprise to me. They become guest stars for the future, which is so weird. And Cord, on the opposite end, actually, this is the last episode that he is a guest star and he becomes a series regular, which makes that makes sense to me.
Yes.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The priority number one, help the kids fire from the pilot, reappears in Will's office in this episode.
There's a lot of sentimental moments in this episode. This is the second time where Finn breaks up with his girlfriend in the car. The first time was in Funeral when he broke up with Quinn. It felt familiar.
It did. I like that. He's got a way of doing things. Mm-hmm. The first season finale where the final scene is not in the choir room.
Santana's mom mentions that she used to dress up as Uncle Jesse from Full House on Halloween. Uncle Jesse was obviously played by the beloved John Stamos, who also played Carl on our show.
Stamos is just very popular in this writer's room.
He's popular in real life.
Yeah, everybody loves John Stamos.
Everybody loves John Stamos.
When Rachel arrives in New York, she is shown leaving Grand Central Station, which is used for commuter trains. Amtrak trains, or Rachel would have been taken to from Lima, is Penn Station.
I love that because I know that. And I also was like, why is she taking a train? And in the behind the scenes, Brad says the train was more romantic, especially with Finn running after a train and not running after an airplane. It was very good. But I was like, is she really going to take a train from Ohio to New York?
It is much more romantic and cinematic.
Totally. Makes sense.
Yeah.
In the scene where Finn and his mother are discussing Finn's father's service in the army, Finn is holding a picture of his father, whose uniform has a U.S. Marines tab sewn across the pocket, and the Marine Corps sergeant pin beneath the chevron.
Oh, shit. I love that.
That's really good.
Okay, so the official summary, this one actually makes sense this time.
Oh, good.
Graduation is finally here, and McKinley High's class of 2012 looks to the past and present while contemplating the future.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Let's get into it, Jenna.
All right, let's talk about it. So the whole thing is about saying goodbye, right? The seniors are saying goodbye. They're passing on the torch to the juniors. It's all really beautiful, but we're learning throughout this whole episode where people are headed, right? So it's time to say goodbye. And Mr. Shu has one last assignment for everybody, for the national winning Glee Club, if you will.
That's right.
Artie tells us so. he kicks it off with a song where he sings to us.
He sings at the most emotional moments.
He does. He pulls out that guitar, uke, and he plays.
I think I want to talk about the overall feeling of this episode.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
Because the thing that I was just really taken aback by was how consistent and thorough the feelings were of leaving something behind. It like really encapsulated that for me in every scene.
Every scene.
And everyone obviously is dealing with different things, but that through line of like growing up in the sadness of like moving on from this time that you love, you think this is the peak of your life thus far, but you don't know what's ahead of you. And so it's this really emotional thing because yes, this is the last time they're all together. They're all going to be in class together. This is also on the podcast, the last time we're all going to talk about the Glee Club in this form.
That is really weird. Members.
It's very strange.
Very strange.
And I think just like in real life, you know, some of these moments are marked by the characters like Sue Sylvester and Quinn. Mm-hmm. Like those moments where the characters that you've seen grow the most.
Yes.
It really hits you. And I feel like it was written in such a like beautiful way.
Beautiful way.
Because it felt
and directed with like the heart that Brad Falchuk yes. has.
And it made you and it made us, you know, we were just talking about it. It made us think of those times.
Right.
Which then the show is doing its job.
Like it was a really effective episode. You're totally right.
I just watched the Young Royals series finale on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And then they have a documentary and it was very emotional because obviously like we've been through a similar thing.
Mm.
And it's a very specific experience. And yeah. it was the same thing. I watched these back to back and I was like, this is too much all at once. I don't know what I was thinking. But it's really... And being able to compare those where that's a high school show saying goodbye in the finale. And yeah. this was too, like, oh, we did a good job.
We know? Did. They did. And it was just really, it was also really sentimental and nostalgic. Like they did a lot of that flashback. They did a lot of really good things with the relationships. Like you said, like Sue and Quinn and Finn and Rachel mm-hmm. that brought us back to the early days of Glee when you just started to fall in love with these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brad did an excellent job at executing that. And then also I think is what made Glee so special in work, there was a part of it that was the chemistry of the cast, right? The chemistry mm-hmm. of this group that was learning about each other as we were starting out and all becoming, you know, this was becoming huge.
Yeah.
And then we have to say goodbye to that thing we knew. And one, the thing I remember the most was the feeling that we had when we were shooting it was very similar to the feeling that you got when we watched it this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Because we really didn't know what was coming. All we knew was the end of something. And it was hard to say. And like, I was nervous having like hearing they were casting new kids. Like that was so scary for me. Because you create this bond with all these people and then you're like severing ties on screen at least. And I remember You Get What You Give not wanting to weep but weeping. Like Leah was weeping, Vanessa was weeping, we were all crying yeah. really hard. And Zach and Brooke were there and they're like, this is the last time you're ever going to perform together. And then they left the room and we started shooting that.
That's right.
And we were like uh-huh. literally my jaw was on the ground. I'm a crier already, so this like wasn't good for me. It was beautiful. It was like a real celebration of the thing that we created together. And throughout the whole episode, you could see like wet eyes mm-hmm. everywhere. You could tell in Leah's face, like that everywhere.
That was when she's watching in my
yes
in my life.
Yes,
like oh, that's real, Leah crying. That's.
Totally. Even Diana crying a bunch. Like
mm-hmm.
it was a really emotional time for us. Like it did feel like a series finale in some way.
And the show meant that much to us.
Yes.
And our bond and what we had been a part of to create up to that point meant that much to us. Like we loved doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of like what this journey on the podcast is where I feel like that story has been forgotten even by some of our own
mm-hmm.
where like watching this episode it's like those were real tears. We were so upset and also so proud, and it felt very reminiscent of graduating school at some point, whether it's high school or college, where half of you doesn't want to let it go and
right.
you're just like, oh, these are my people, this is my family, this is where I feel comfortable and seen, they get me
mm-hmm.
and look at all we've accomplished together. But then the other half of you is like, I can't wait to get out of here because I'm right. so excited for what's next, and not in a, you know, a bad way, but I'm just so excited. And you feel that in this. And I think looking at everyone's faces in different scenes,
oh my God.
That's what it's one of two emotions people are feeling.
It was really bittersweet for us, but because also like the wheels had already come off by this point. People had lost their minds. People made their way back. And then to know that this was ending, you're like, it's almost like in high school and you're like, what would I have done differently? Mm-hmm. Is there anything I would have done? Because it's the first real time, I think, as your emerging adulthood where you're leaving something really profound behind and you're entering like a real new chapter. This isn't like, oh, like you're entering adulthood in a lot of ways. And so for me, it was like, oh, what would I have done different? Would I have appreciated this more? Would I have taken more time with these people? Like all of it. It just, you could feel those feelings, especially after the wheels had come off. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to miss this.
Yeah. And it's hard to balance too, because this is after 9 full months of shooting. And so we're also all really tired.
After coming off a tour and coming off a season and coming up, we're exhausted. We're really tired.
We've really done this marathon since the pilot aired.
Yes.
And this was our first hiatus, proper hiatus. And then things are not going to be the same when we come back, and we don't know what that's going to look like.
Correct.
And so even for us, we knew we'd still be in the choir room, but what does that feel like? Because half of our like best friends aren't going to be there. And what does that mean for story? And what does that mean for, are people still going to like this show?
New blood.
Yeah.
Woo! It's, this one really, I don't think I remembered how much emotion was in this episode. I was like, oh, Nationals, we won. This is saying goodbye. Leah, like Rachel getting on the train. Like, that's it. And I was like, oh, shit.
Very much the same.
The ones I remember the most were You Get What You Give and Roots Before Branches.
Yeah. Same. Right? And I remember in my life, like, I think we did those the same day. We were just...
Right. Right. Right.
But I also, at the beginning of this episode, because it makes so much sense knowing that this episode is 15 minutes too long, because we get the start of it is a little rough, like chop, chop, chop. And all of a sudden we're in a lesson and all of a sudden people are singing. It was very quick.
Totally.
But I remember Corey, like just coming with all the energy, like, this is your Glee Club. This is free.
So you know, sweet.
Like that whole thing. And just
now, do you remember them surprising us in some way, like pulling us down and us not remember? Like there was something about it being a little unrehearsed, and I can't remember what it was, but it might have been them bringing us in the circle. Like, I don't remember. Maybe it was just Zach and Brooke saying the thing that they said, but I remember feeling like surprised by that performance. I don't know.
I don't remember, but I feel like I remember Zach and Brooke saying that and then leaving.
And then Vanessa just crying.
Yes.
Crying. Like really hard crying.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think the best way to go through a lot of this episode is to just go through our people who are graduating.
Yeah, let's give them a nod and a
yeah
and a wave. Okay, bye-bye. So Mike, Tina's sweet boyfriend of many years, is going away. He's graduating. He receives a scholarship to Joffrey Ballet in Chicago. I think he was supposed to go to Alvin Ailey School. And he gets accepted to a ballet company, which is very prestigious. Also to note, when they shot these scenes, when Santana is getting the being told where everybody's going to perform, and Mercedes getting, which we'll get to, getting the recording contract, and Santana's going like, oh my God, what am I doing? I shouldn't be going to Kentucky. I get what Brad was trying to do with looking down the barrel. It's like you're looking into Santana's eyes, but it is so out of the Glee style. It feels like something Brad Beaker would do, but like it just didn't, it didn't quite have the effect that I would hope, because it was a little out of left field for me. I was like, what are they doing? Why are they looking at me? But anyway, Mike gets to go to Joffrey Ballet, and then also this sweet scene that got caught on YouTube where his dad is giving him his graduation present, and they're supporting their, you know, children in the arts, and it's just, and his dad actually looking him in the eyes and telling him he's proud of him. Tina's like, my work here is done. Now go, bitch. It's my turn.
Be free.
be free. So that's Mike. That's where Mike is headed.
I love this little segment though of Santana learning what everybody's doing, because it was also obviously a great way for us to find out what everybody's doing, and then her to be like, "Right, yeah, great, so happy for you."
Very funny. Very funny.
So yeah, Mercedes gets a recording. This doesn't make any sense. And Jenna, one day we are going to make a musical, and we're going to represent the musical industry properly. Because I have yet to see a musical movie or TV show that talks about the music business correctly.
The way it actually works.
Yes.
Right.
But anyway, Mercedes got a recording contract as a backup singer on an indie label and will be taking classes at UCLA Extension.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. I'm glad she's still taking classes. She don't need them, but I'm glad she's well-rounded. and then, you know, heading to Santana, which this is all through the eyes of her learning about all these people, which is then informing us. She realizes that Brittany got her into Louisville, but she would rather move to New York. She's a star. She doesn't know why she's going to Kentucky. And then we get to go meet Gloria Estefan. the woman, the myth, the legend herself, the icon. And her mom is against it at first, saying like, you can do all that, you just got to go get your college degree first, right?
And
which is what a lot of parents
do,
are saying. Exactly.
And says, like, do the thing I didn't have the opportunity to do.
Yeah. Which, look, I have to say, as a parent and as an actor myself, mm-hmm. I'd say the same thing.
Yeah. It's almost impossible not to feel that way.
And I can't tell her what to do at that point. Like, she's going to follow her intuition, and she's going to do what she's going to do, and she's going to live her life. But, like, listen to your mothers.
I mean, all that, it sucks. As you get older, you realize where your parents are coming from. All those conversations.
Unfortunately, yes. So it's like,
how do you reconcile that, though? Because, yes, that makes sense as the parent who's in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and has lived a life to know.
Yep, we've seen it.
Yes. But then you're putting all your shit onto the kid.
Yeah, and you can't tell a kid not to follow their heart and then tell them what to do. No, your job as a parent is to guide and advise and set them up for success as best as possible. And then you have to relinquish control. That's the truth. So yeah. I get it. I see what you're saying. There's a fine line.
It seems very hard though as a parent to relinquish control because you have lived though, you do have some sense of what's ahead in life, but mm-hmm. also mm-hmm. you are speaking from a much more pragmatic and sometimes more limited point of view because you know life's challenges, as opposed to the young person who doesn't have the inhibitions.
No fear.
Yes. Right. And it's like, why stunt that? Because you don't always have that.
I appreciate that. Exactly. It really is a fine line. Yeah. I don't know what I would do in that case. I don't know how hard I would push.
Yeah.
I could only share my experience of what I've seen and where I was, and then say, like, do the best with your information that you were given.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you can do.
So I think that scene was also very effective because she goes from, you know, talking about like Santana's abuela. She's like, well, you don't want someone in your life who doesn't support you. And then immediately goes, no, you have to go to college.
So true. She does this eventually come around. It's a really nice scene that they have at the lockers where she says, she gives her graduation gift of the money she saved over, you know, many years for college, which is really sweet. And she wants to use she says she gives her blessing to use it to go to New York and follow her dreams.
You've had this money this whole time.
Right?
They're so good together.
They are really good together. They're really good together.
Mm-hmm.
They're both very good on their own. And so it's like, they just like make each other better.
It was brilliant. And so the other thing we learned during that meal is that Brittany will not be graduating because she has failed every class because she didn't attend them and has a 0.0 GPA. Now, if this were true, she would not be allowed in Glee Club. She would not be on the Cheerios. Like, she'd be on academic probation, right?
I don't know if there's that. Well, I guess you're right. I went to
private school. That.
Yeah, you're right. Or some kind of extra school.
Punishment.
It is Glee. I don't think Heather knew, though, that this was happening until she read the script.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I remember her thinking she was graduating and then realized that she was staying back. For me, selfishly, I'm glad that she stayed back. But
oh, yeah. We were trying to hold on to whoever we could.
You got Darren, you had Cord, now we got Heather. We're like, yes. Thank God, let's keep them coming. We have Vanessa.
Yeah.
Crucial for Heather to be there. Mm-hmm. So Brittany's not graduating. She's staying back. Okay, so Quinn is off to Yale, and she's reflecting on all of her, the gifts high school has given to her. So she's, you know, wants to pay it forward and give it back. This Metro North to and from New York is very funny to me. I don't know so that they can visit each other.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is just like the writers being like, don't worry, we're still going to see Quinn.
Right. I think
you know
it
what
is.
I mean?
I think it is.
Really
I remember that.
Or
when
their way
it.
Of being like, in case Diana has to come back, yes. We're just planting the seed.
Because travel has always been a huge impediment in this show. And so if we can solve the issue of travel and affording it, then You're good.
We can see our characters. Yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then she has that really, really nice scene with Sue, where she gives the uniform. She looks great in this scene, too. I love that dress she's wearing.
I mean, the whole time, like the hair.
She looks looking good, ready for Yale. Ready for Yale.
I mean, Sue.
Oh, my God.
Jane is really just. I was sitting in awe watching that scene because part of me is like, why is Sue so nice still? Like, it's been weeks. She's so nice. But I also love it. And when mm-hmm. Jane gets up and like walks around her desk to get closer to her and to talk to her, she does that Sue look where she looks terrifying, but still manages to like come off sweet and caring and thoughtful. And it was just like a really like beautiful, understated performance.
Yeah, agreed.
Where a lot of times, because especially in this episode where there's so much happening.
Yeah.
Where, you know, people are just good. And Jane is just.
And the two of them, like where they started from, yes. and the arc of where we're taking them now, they're both like kind to each other and being nice and paying it forward. And like, I think it's the scene we had to see to close out Quinn's storyline. You know, mm-hmm. that's where she started, was the villain.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was put through it in these.
She really was.
This TV show. So I thought it was an important scene to get them together and see that.
The other thing Quinn does is she helps Puck study for his test because he's scared. And her way to do that, to give back, is to just give him a little kiss. Because she gives him a little talking to, like, what are you doing? You used to rule this school. You caught the football, scored the touchdown of the one game you guys won their sophomore year. So that seems to work. He graduates, or he gets a C- on the test. Everybody waiting outside the door is really sweet.
Yeah.
I just have to say, it felt like everyone had such a nice closing, conclusion in this episode.
Totally. And like, he got his mojo back. Like, that's Puck. That was like, it's just, everything was like in line with their characters.
Yeah.
It was like really nice. It was like bringing us back to like the pilot almost.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet Kurt. It's really sweet. It's all really sweet. So he dedicates his song that he sings to the men of the Glee Club for accepting him as for who he is and was. What is the song called? I'll Remember, which love that song.
Yeah.
It's great for him too.
And I love that he's just planted there and it's just emotion.
That's what Chris does best. Yeah. Put him in the middle with a little spotlight, one yeah. tier. He's like good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But Blaine is feeling a little insecure about their relationship.
Well, yeah, there has not been enough talk about what is going to happen.
Right. And Blaine's staying here.
Yeah.
He's here. And he reassures that they're going to stay together forever, even when Kurt goes to New York. And that is the precursor to the Finn Rachel of it all,
mm-hmm.
which includes Kurt, because they decide that they are going to wait for their acceptance letters to open them all together.
Right.
Everybody had a really beautiful closing
of
this episode, in this episode. And then we get to Finn and Rachel.
I loved that. I thought it was really sweet that the Glee Club, the kids that are staying, did the song and dedicated it to Finn.
Mm-hmm.
And like paid their respects, because they are right. Where it's tales old as time. That guy wouldn't become that guy.
Right.
Normally. Right. Like, right. Finn has really been, for better or for worse, hasn't been perfect, but has been the leader, has kept him on track. And has made all these different misfits get along, yeah. manage all these personalities, and all the personal stuff going on in his life at the same time. And so I thought that was really, really special that they did that.
Additionally, the scene between Mr. Shu and him, when he admits like how he got him into the glee club. And the flashback of him in the shower, always one of my favorite scenes. And then Finn's reaction to him saying, like, that makes you even cooler, was like so great. This is the two really of good. Them. Really, really funny.
I loved it. And do you think it was because it was the last episode, so everyone felt that? But I felt like in these scenes, everyone was just a little looser. Like the emotions, whether it's comedy or drama, was just more on the surface in a good way.
That's interesting. That is an interesting observation and question. There's almost like everybody's just leaving it all on the table.
Yeah. And I guess it also feels like, you know, when you graduate high school, you have done the thing. So when you see your teachers, I'm like, you're no longer my teacher this last week.
Right.
Like,
right.
I've graduated. Right. I've accomplished it. So there's also that feeling. Like a lot of these conversations are like, we have now matured. We have accomplished what we were here to accomplish. And now we're out. And so the relationship, the dynamics change.
Right. Changes. Right. Mm-hmm. No, you're right. You're right. That's why I think Mr. Shu did that.
Yeah.
It was a good, really good. Finn is really feeling confident after his audition with James Lipton, which is great. I love that he made a cameo, especially after them being on the Actor's Studio. He's feeling really good about his mark. He's left and feeling confident about getting into school.
I was really hoping we were going to see the monologue that he had prepared.
I'm glad we didn't.
Me too. It was going to
be
saying
that Corey is wildly capable of it, or Finn is. It's just that I'd like to leave it to the imagination.
Yeah, I was worried. I was like, this is going to be very uncomfortable, I think, to watch.
Totally. Unfortunately, Finn and Kurt both don't get into school. Spoiler alert. Rachel does.
Let me talk about their reactions here.
Yes. Yes.
In an episode that is moving at lightning speed, everything just comes to a halt. And Finn and Kurt not immediately faking their happiness for her. Phenomenal.
Truly. But I think that was Brad. I think the truth is the stakes are so high for them that like this isn't a moment where you pretend to be happy for Rachel. And also because Rachel's like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Both of my people are not going. What happens? Like what and why she decides that she's going to defer. I loved it. I loved the honesty of the scene. Yes. I loved it. I thought it was great. And it was also like that pausing moment where you're like, let's all take a breath.
Which there's a lot nice. That happened in this episode. I think it's also so effective in this type of show where everything is so over the top a lot of the time that when we do throw in those sort of grounding moments, they're even more effective because of what it's against the rest of the episode.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Let's talk about something we can all relate to, hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rachel thinks that they're about to go get married. They're picking out wedding chairs, which, by the way, I don't know why they have wedding chairs in the school. It's right. Probably a budget thing. They decided they could do this and not have to have another location to build. Wedding chairs are important, I will say. But Rachel thinks that Finn's taking her to go get married. And they're in the car. And she says, okay, you have my wedding dress. You've got everything. And he takes her to the train station. This scene, I don't know if it's because of the devastating outcome of which what we know now in hindsight is happening, but this scene was especially devastating for me to watch this time. Number one, because Corey's so damn good, and so is Leah. Yeah. But Corey, like, oh God, it's so good. It's so good. But then just knowing like the future, it made it like tragic. So tragic for me to watch. Mm-hmm. I felt like we were actually saying goodbye. Mm. And I was really moved by their performances. I was really moved by how they wrote Finn and like, I think I was like in that moment watching it, mourning the sadness of like not being able to see Corey do more work like that. If that makes sense.
Yeah, fully. Yeah. It was like a showcase.
Exceptional work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That scene in the car, it goes from your typical, like, are you breaking up with me right now? Like, sort of, you know, we've seen that moment in shows and movies before. Mm-hmm. And then it swaps when she starts crying and is like, I can't believe this is happening right now. And there's like a certain way Leah cries that.
Devastating.
Yeah.
And then to, wait, you're joining the military? Are you crazy?
Yes. And it is just like, what is happening?
They took us on a journey.
And it was great because how many times have you been in conversations? Like when you're young like that with people and you're in relationships and you might be breaking up or you don't know what's going on and things just completely spiral because everybody's acting from their like irrational point of view and their naivete of, I mean, they're young. They don't know. He's like, of course, that makes so much sense to him to go join the army. And that's what he has to do. And he's protecting her because he's always the leader. He's always the person who is trying to protect everyone around him. So in one way, he's two birds with one stone. If he goes to the army, they can't get married and therefore she has to go. And then he's also going to clear his dad's name. And
also like to have the wherewithal though, in the maturity, I guess like it's in the writing though, like Finn has to have that maturity, like of being like, are you 100%? And her being like, actually not 100%, maybe at 90%. Him going, I am 100%. Like, and I know you're going to be more than you are. So like that was like the maturity of him letting her go as hard as it is. It broke me.
Yeah.
It was really the writing, the performance, the whole thing from both of them was like so excellent. Really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then into Roots for Branches, into him chasing the train, and then into Leah turning around. I was not well.
Was Leah crying through 3/4 of this song in slow motion? Do you know the technical ability that you have to be able to do that? You're singing at 1.5 times the speed, so it sounds crazy, but you're still so full of emotion that you are bawling. That is insane shit.
It was so good. It was so good.
That is absolutely wild.
And there we are acting like hooligans out on the side of
assholes,
the road.
Complete assholes. Like we were just
fools. Like we're done with the season.
Yeah, we had
the two of them
were
giving that performance.
Yeah, I remember we were just like raiding Crafty, eating everything in sight.
I don't know. Anyway, what a beautifully done finale of that. That last quarter of the episode. Really.
It really locks in at some point.
Yes, it totally does. And that's to Brad. We should text him and tell him. It's really good.
Shout out to my horse jacket that I'm wearing at the train station because it's so out of place.
It was a really great episode.
These last few episodes have been
solid. I get it. Look, you guys, you said it. You said season 3 was going to be really great. I believed you to an extent. I don't think I could have believed you to this extent until I experienced it myself. I don't know if you agree with me, Kevin, but like I truly am like, wow.
I am too, but mostly it makes me feel worried for next season because those same people were like, watch out.
Well, I believe them.
I know.
When they speak, we listen.
Yeah.
They prove themselves to be trustworthy. Yeah. Okay, let's grade these performances.
Okay.
Forever Young.
Yeah.
B+?
Yeah.
B? Okay. B. I'll remember.
A-.
A-. You can get what you give, A+.
A.
Oh.
A+.
In my life.
A-. Okay.
Glory days.
We didn't even talk about graduation.
The cute. Really cute. Also, like, no other people graduating. Just our friends.
Yeah, no, there's nobody else in the school. They each got their own little intro through the curtain, which was really cute.
It was
also just sad. And I was also very amazed that they could time out the song for when Mark and Corey were walking up to accept their diplomas. Mm-hmm. On the correct line. So how do you plan that out? That's wild.
I actually don't know. That's a really good question. Yeah. That's very good.
That's what I think about when I'm watching this.
Graduation was fun. Glory days, I give it an A.
Yeah. I was really happy for Brad.
B+. Yes. He made it. But you know, Brad has said, look, Glee is not Bruce Springsteen. He knew his audience. He knows. Like, he's like, of course I want it. But like, you know, there's only certain places that fits. So
I don't completely agree with that, even though he is one of the creators of the show. Just because we did so much like journey
other
and music
stuff
that you wouldn't think kids would be into, but they were.
Sure. But Journey has that moving feeling, and not that Bruce doesn't, but more so. It set the tone when we did Don't Stop Believin'. That's what
I guess that's right.
Why for Journey. I don't know, but you can be right too. I agree. Like, I think we have to give people more credit for, you know, appreciating good music.
I do also, though, it's like you want to be protective of, like, that's Bruce Springsteen's is number one. It's like you need to be protective of that. You know?
Totally.
Roots Before Branches. I wouldn't have thought this before watching it. But I think it's an A+ for me.
Oh my God. That's not what I was expecting from you. I am surprised. I surprised myself as well. I think I go with an A. I don't know, A+, but it's close for
me.
It's
A, close. Because I do have a hard time when people just start singing.
Right.
And like she gets and out
right
of the
out
car.
Of that scene.
Yes. It was a little hard for me. However, once you get into it, it's beautiful.
Yes.
Also, she got a day in New York of shooting random locations.
Oh yeah, I remember that. She was very excited about it.
Did they do that after?
I think they did it around a Friends, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember, but maybe she was already there for a Friends. I can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in May. So a Friends are in May.
Yeah,
I feel like it was.
Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that she was through New York. I love that we got a tour through New York. I appreciate it. But like, literally got her going through all of
with a little pink suitcase. Like, girl, where are you going?
In the same outfit. I was like, this would have taken hours.
Yes.
And she's looking fresh and fine. So right. I was like, just
are
laughing.
Are you hungry?
Yeah. Do your feet hurt? Are
do you have some place to sleep tonight? Like, what is the plan?
Literally on being put physically on the train to the coming off of it. Anyway, okay. Let's do some tardy takes.
Okay.
There weren't a ton for me this, like.
No. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have any.
I don't know if I do either.
Okay.
Wow. It took us 3 seasons.
Okay.
3
what
full
a great
seasons.
Way to finish this season with no ouchies. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot to talk about Bert's Single Ladies.
Yeah, well, that's we'll talk about it right now.
Okay, because it's the best dance move for sure.
Yes.
How cute and sweet was that? I mean, we had to have a Bert and Kurt moment.
And you just get that one quick shot of Carol in the graduation. I just need more of
so
them.
Good.
Him doing that.
I know.
So much happened in this episode. It is crazy.
I forgot about that. I was like, oh my God, we got to do this again.
Yeah, how was that? Did you have to have a little brush up rehearsal?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Heather's just like gave it to me and I was like, great.
Right,
we're good.
Yeah,
and it was more about supporting Mike O'Malley anyway.
Yeah.
Like we weren't trying to be, you know,
right.
Beyonce in this moment. It was very cute though. It was really for the story. So great, great dance moves by Mike O'Malley. The best song.
Oh.
Get What You Give.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Performance by a prop.
I want to say the little tassels on the caps because they were really in there. There was a big
shaking
point of moving them from one side to the other. I loved when Amber fixed marks, I think it was. It was great.
I'm going with Quinn's Metro North Pass.
Best line.
It made me laugh.
There's a lot in this.
Roz and Sue in this scene, this wild scene.
Yes.
Is wild.
I mean, Roz was the only one who was firing off one-liners this episode.
She says, Roz says, that's quite an accomplishment for a pregnant woman whose ass is so old she went to high school with Moses.
Yeah, I think that's mine. Like, that is incredible. There's also, I don't know. Every time Finn speaks in this episode, it's something really beautiful.
Yes. Very important and impactful.
Sue does get in one more dig. She says, well, you stink of chlorine, Roz Washington, which means one of two things. Either you just returned from the peroxide factory where you spent the afternoon having your hair helmet refurnished, or you've given up trying to steal my Cheerios and you're back in the pool where you belong.
Oh my God. That's funny.
I did like the one about the vampire baby as well.
Yes. Now, okay. Look, the one ouchie I could say is that we are shaming some old woman for being pregnant. But it is a satire, and Sue is much older. This is not like somebody who like really is like would be having a baby at this time. So look, I don't want to shame women for having babies too late. It's like my one thing.
Right. Fair. It does make for some good comedy, though.
Truly. That's what I'm saying. This is like beyond that point, right? We've like passed that point of like, I don't know. Okay. Performance MVP.
Leah and Corey.
I mean, I think Leah and Corey. Yeah.
Yeah. They really brought that bitch home.
They really did. I'm like, okay.
All right. What an episode.
Excellent.
Excellent episode.
Excellent, excellent finish to season 3.
Yeah.
Wow. There you have it, Kevin. We have made it.
After 3 seasons of television and looking forward to more, the 3 more shit we found on TikTok this week is from Pink Teabags Kim on TikTok. And it is about name a show with better guest stars than Glee. And it's 2.5 minutes of just all the insane guest stars we had on the show.
There is no better show with better guest stars.
Skylar, Kate Hudson, GP, Grant, Matt Bomer, Adam Lambert, Demi Lovato,
Ricky Martin, Kristen Chenoweth, Neil Patrick Harris, Idina Menzel. Like, we did it. Stamos, we did it.
So many people. Katie Seagal. Gloria Estefan.
Oh my God. Jennifer Coolidge.
Gina Gershon.
Lindsay Lohan. Rex Lee.
Rex. We really did it.
Well, you guys, thanks for sticking with us for season 3. You spoke, we listened, you were right.
You were very much right.
This is very exciting. And also, let us know what you think of 4.
And like, can we, is there anything to look forward to in 4? Can we set some
tell us
goalposts here to work towards? Look forward to?
Tina becomes a diva.
Good.
Yeah, I like it. Okay.
Stand in your power, Jenna.
She does. All right. Thanks for joining us.
That's what you really missed after 3 full seasons. See ya.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, was good!
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.